Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
And speaking of Bible-based content, let's get into our fundamental beliefs segment this afternoon, speaking once again about life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We've been speaking about this for the last few days, and Elder Carl Vajura has been joining us for the lesson. Now, we have a God who is not only willing to go to such great lengths to save us, but who is also powerful enough to overcome death. That's power, right? And Christ's story does not end with death, but with resurrection and life, life everlasting. And so let's talk about it, my favorite part of this entire fundamental belief. Elder Carl, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program.
Good afternoon, my sister. Hope you're well. Hope our listeners are doing well also.
Doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us once again. I trust that you've had a good week as well.
No, I did have a good week. God is good always.
Amen. Amen. That's a fact. All right. So let's get straight into it for this afternoon. We're coming to the end of this conversation around the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Please speak to us about his resurrection and his salvation. What is the significance of these?
When you look at the resurrection of Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's the very foundation of our faith. And that is very important because if you think about it, without the resurrection, the cross would simply be just like a tragic ending to a good life of a man that lived on the earth. But the fact that there's an empty tomb, that changes everything because when Jesus rose from the dead, what did he do? He actually proved that he has power over sin. He proved that he has power over the grave and he has power over Satan himself. Now, his resurrection is the Father's confirmation that Christ's sacrifice was accepted. And it is also heaven's declaration that the plan of salvation was successful. So because Jesus lives, my sister, salvation is no longer a theory, but salvation is a living reality. And through that resurrection, Jesus actually opened the way to eternal life for all of us. So it means that death is no longer the end for the believer, but just as Jesus rose, we will rise too, the Bible tells us. And his victory over the grave is like our assurance of life beyond the grave. So maybe just to close off on that one, I can say that salvation is not just about being forgiven.
Okay.
But it's about being restored. It's about being renewed in Christ. And it's about being given eternal hope through a living Savior.
That's powerful. That's powerful. I love that because on the one hand, the one thing that you mentioned, the fact that if he had not risen again from the dead, then that would just be the end of it. We know many good men who have lived and died on this earth. Many men that we often celebrate, that we look up to, and as frail and human and and sinful as they were, we still celebrate them and we hold them up as whatever standards, some heroes and things like that. But what makes Jesus different from all of them, besides the fact that he lived a perfect, sinless life, is also that he rose again. He had victory over death. And there's so much power in that. I remember one preacher talking about the fact that all the other religions and other people who worship different gods aside from our God, our Savior, Jesus, the difference is that we have one who lived, died, and rose again. And there's no one else who can claim that. That's the power of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And I love the idea of salvation being something that transforms us as well. It's not just about... it's not a fairy tale. It's like it's a reality. God does not just save us for the sake of it. It's not just about having this happy ending, but also part of that happy ending is our transformation. And I'm so big on that, the transformation part of it all. I feel like that's one thing that many times in our Christian circles, we have started to neglect or to forget about that part, that we also need to be transformed. It's not just about ending sin. It's not just about getting out of this world and going to heaven, but also being transformed, having new characters altogether. I look forward to that.
Amen.
And now, what does Jesus' sacrifice tell us about justification and the futility of salvation by works?
That's an important question. When you look at the sacrifice of Jesus, it teaches us a very humbling truth.
Mm.
And that truth is that human effort cannot save us, irregardless of what you do.
Mm.
So why do I say that? Because if good works, if church membership, if religious rituals, or even moral living could wash away sins and cleanse us, then Jesus wouldn't have needed to die.
Mm.
But the cross is clear evidence, as we discussed yesterday, that the problem of sin was far too great for humanity to solve on its own.
Mm.
Now, justification means that through Christ, God declares the sinner righteous,
mm-hmm.
not because of our goodness, but we are declared righteous because of Christ's perfect life and his perfect and his sacrificial death that is credited to us by faith in him.
Mm.
So salvation is not achieved by works. Salvation, according to Scripture, is received by grace.
Mm.
So works do not bring salvation. They follow salvation.
Hey.
So works are actually a result of a changed heart. So we are not saved. You cannot do one without the other,
mm-hmm.
because faith without works is dead. But we should not put the works ahead of our faith in Christ. It is through his blood that we are saved. So this removes all pride. It removes all boasting. And it points every single person to the one that can save us, which is Christ alone.
Sure. That's powerful. That's powerful. And I'm glad you talked about the fact that works follow salvation. I like the idea of being saved, the fact that we can't do it on our own. And so that gives us peace to know that, all right, God understands that I can't do it on my own. I cannot live a perfect life. I can't live a sinless life. And so he justifies me. However, after that justification, he then empowers me to do the good works that he wants me to do. He gives me the power to do it because I can't do it myself. So it's not that because he has now justified me, I don't even need to try now. I don't even have to do anything. But because I recognize and I accept by faith that I am justified, then my behavior will show that.
Exactly.
And how does Jesus' death and resurrection vindicate the character of God? Because that's one of the big issues that's at stake here, right? The character of God.
Mm-hmm. You know, from the time of the fall, even from the time when Satan, before he was cast out of heaven, we know, as we study Scripture, that Satan has always tried to paint God as an unfair, as an unloving, as an unjust God.
Mm.
Satan's always accused God of being harsh,
yeah.
being a harsh ruler who demands obedience without compassion. And that's the picture that has been painted throughout these couple of thousands of years. But when Jesus came on the scene, at the cross and at the resurrection, that completely exposed that lie.
Mm.
Because at the cross, we see God's justice.
Mm.
Because sin was not ignored. Sin was not excused. You know, there is a consequence to sin. The punishment of sin is of disobedience to God's law is death.
Mm.
So justice was served at the cross. But at the same time, we got an opportunity to see God's love in action, because God, the Bible says, he gave his only son to bear the punishment of sin. Whose sin? My sin and your sin. And in the resurrection, we actually get to see we see God's power. We see God's victory, because death, that enemy that has plagued us for so long, the strongest enemy of humanity, could not even hold Jesus in the grave.
Hey.
So faith in Jesus, we will be able to conquer. So through Christ's death and through his resurrection, which is such an important topic to study, the entire universe gets to see that God's law is righteous, number one. They get to see that his government is fair, and they get to see the heart of God, which is full of love. Mm. So God is actually revealed as both a just God and the one who justifies the sinner. So the resurrection is basically God's final answer to Satan's accusations.
Mm, mm.
That's why it's so important.
Powerful. That's powerful. And just to round up the entire topic, if that's even possible, but to bring back some of the points that we've shared throughout this week and anything that you might want to emphasize as we're closing for today, please just share with us any final points and thoughts that you have on the subject.
What I can maybe say is that looking at this topic, if Christ rose from the dead, this would be my message to anyone that's listening. Mm-hmm. If Christ rose from the dead, that means that every single thing that he said in Scripture is true.
Mm.
And if every single thing that he said is true, then it means every promise that he's promised us still stands.
Hey.
And if every promise still stands, then hope is not a wish, but it is certainty.
Mm.
Why do I say that? Because of the resurrection, because of the life of Christ, our sins can be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Not might, but they can and they will be forgiven. Our lives can be changed and our future can be secure in the hands of Christ, and our eternity can be guaranteed. So we don't have to fear as Christians. And as we close this topic, you know, something that comes to my mind at this moment is that I'm reminded that of one unshakable truth, that the tomb is empty, my sister.
Amen.
And that changes everything, because Jesus didn't only die for us, he rose for us, and he didn't only suffer for us, but he now lives for us. And because he lives, we shall live too. So have faith in Christ. No matter what you are going through now, this world is not it's not our home, and death is not the end. As long as you are Christ, as long as you are in Christ,
mm-hmm.
you have the hope of living eternity with him. So just be encouraged, and let us await the soon coming of our Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen. And on that note, thank you so much, Elder Carl, for coming through. Such powerful words to end the conversation. Hope is not a wish. It is a certainty. That's powerful. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sabbath ahead.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. Blessings to all our listeners.
Amen.
And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.